Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Take the highway to the end of the night.
Tunisia to Italy to Greece to Thailand and all parts beyond, humanity is pushing back against the botched overreach agenda targeting our fundamental individual rights threatened by the COVID hypocrisy. The police are standing down and joining protesters in some protests.
Merci! Merci!
While delivering the brutal totalitarian bidding in others. Meanwhile, the leaders of the crackdown on human freedom reveal their own incompetence and detachment.
לכן הקבינט קיבל היום החלטה שהחל מהשמונה באוגוסט סרבן חיסון לא יוכל להיכנס לקולנוע, לתיאטרון, לבית הכנסת, ללונה פארק, למשחק כדורגל או לכל פעילות מעל 100 איש בפנים או בחוץ. אלא אם הוא יביא בדיקת קורונה שלילית על חשבונו.
Meaning if you want to participate in X, Y, or activities, you got to show you're vaccinated. So it becomes a reward-punishment type system. You make your own calculation.
Back in the United States, the message from the Biden administration has driven those expressing their First Amendment to be beaten in the street by the zombies of Marxism.
So as a child survivor of the Nazi reign of terror, I learned indelible lessons about the nature of evil. I know the consequences of being stigmatized and demonized as a spreader of disease. We were required, as Germans know, to wear a yellow Star of David to identify us, to segregate Jews. Exclusionary laws barred the family from normal life, from attending ordinary activities. Our property was impounded. We were forbidden to participate in all educational, religious, cultural gatherings. Travel was forbidden for Jews, so there was no escape. These painful memories from my childhood sensitized me to the threat posed by current restrictive government dictates. Under the Nazi regime, moral norms were systematically obliterated. The medical profession and institutions were radically transformed. Academic science, the military, industry, and clinical medicine were tightly interwoven, as they are now.
Consider the question of what would be ideal from the perspective of the pharmaceutical industry at the moment. It would be ideal if vaccines were recommended for all people, irrespective of their age, irrespective of whether they had already had COVID-19, and irrespective of whether or not they were pregnant. And it would be essential that there were no safe and effective alternatives to the vaccine, because if there were safe and effective alternatives, the emergency use authorizations that allow the administration of the vaccines would evaporate.
I've been through outbreak after outbreak. I've never seen anything like this. Integration, harmonization, and enforcement. I mean, it is overtly authoritarian, and it's coming down from above, and it's coordinated, and it has developed, they've developed a bunch of different vehicles to reinforce this dominant narrative and make it so that no other information is available to people, so that people behave the way that the Health and Human Services and World Health Organization want them to behave. This is behavior control. It's really psyops is what's happening. It's applied psychological operations to control people and their behavior so that they will accept these products, which are still experimental, based on technology that has never been deployed at this level. And as the data are coming out, it's becoming more and more clear that these products are not completely safe.
Before you got sick, if you would have had a chance to get the vaccine and prevent this, would you have taken the vaccine? Nope. So you would have gone through this?
I'd have gone through this, yes, sir. Don't shove it down my throat. That's what's local, state, federal administration is trying to do, is shove it down your throat.
What are they shoving, the science?
No, they're shoving the fact that that's their agenda.
John Bound reporting.
But I'll tell you who's got five-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold. And he's got his products in stock ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're now into hour number three of The Alex Jones Show today. We're going to have a special report coming up from Alex Jones here at the bottom of the hour. Let me just pivot onto this because I've got more vaccine news, but I think we get the point on that for the most part. Now I'm looking at this stack over here, some pretty big stuff there. But let me just turn my attention over to this stack of news, which is the other big story for today, and that's the big Democrat show hearing that went on yesterday. And ask yourself this, why did they find it necessary to do the January 6th show hearing yesterday, even though they've already arrested 550 people, thrown them into the Democrat gulags, and are torturing them right now? Yes, the Democrats have political prisoners that they're torturing right now. That's your loving, tolerant, anti-police state Democrat party that has political prisoners being tortured in jail right now. But why? Why would they be doing this? And I have the answer now, and I thought I had this video clip, but perhaps I don't. But that's okay, because I know what was said anyway. So the anti-Trump Black Lives Matter Democrat activist police officer, who also has major Democrat attorneys representing them, who has also been pictured with Nancy Pelosi, who wears all the Democrat propaganda, who tweeted in support of the riots in the summer of 2020, Officer Dunn. You don't have a more phony, lying dirtbag in the D.C. police as Officer Harry Dunn. He is the worst. That's why the Democrats selected him to be the voice box of the big lie from January 6th. And he says he gets called the N-word but doesn't produce the body cam video evidence, audio evidence, because he made that up too. It's the Jussie Smollett of the D.C. police force. And it's so pathetic that they don't even hide who he is. You can still go see all of his anti-cop tweets. You can go see all of his Democrat Party tweets. You can see that his lawyer's a top Democrat lawyer. You can see him hanging out with Nancy Pelosi. They don't even hide it, and I've got the receipts right here. And I'll get to that in a second. But he was the one that made the analogy, and he said, if somebody hires a hitman, to commit murder, not only is the murderer, the one that made the hit, arrested and charged, but so is the one that hired the hitman. And of course, what is he saying? He says that the January 6th protesters were sent there by a hitman, and that hitman is Donald Trump. That's what this is really all about now. So this isn't even about January 6th, this hearing. They already have all their political prisoners. They already have hundreds of more that they plan on arresting. They'll have thousands of people rotting in jail cells being tortured by Democrats before this is all said and done. That's their plan. The Democrat Party's gone full Nazi, rounding up the Jews, except in this case, it's Trump supporters. And they all fake cry up there, too. It's all fake. It's all theater. And the only reason they had those hearings yesterday is because they're trying to bring it back to Donald Trump. And they want to charge Donald Trump with murder for it. That's why they lied about Officer Sicknick yesterday. That's why they continue to tell the big lie that Trump supporters murdered somebody that day when that's not what happened. And by the way, they remember how they lied and said it was armed and there were people with guns? That was a lie. They lied about that. So they really just want to, they want this to end up with charges on Donald Trump. That's what this is really all about. They're afraid that Donald Trump may run again. They're afraid that they can't bring him in the Southern District of New York or with the corrupt New York Attorney General or all these corrupt DAs and PAs that they have in New York paid for with Soros. And so they're afraid they're not going to be able to arrest Trump and end Trump with their corrupt law enforcement in New York. So now they're going with the D.C. January 6th angle, bringing back all their big lies, and they hope that this eventually will be blamed on Trump and that means they can arrest Trump for the whole thing, inciting an insurrection. That's what they really want, if not murder. That's what this is really all about. They've already got all their arrests and thousands of more political arrests planned in the future. They've already got the full force and power of law enforcement to go after all their political enemies. They've already gone full oppressive, full authoritarian, full tyrannical regime as far as the Democrat Party is concerned against Trump supporters. But now they want Trump. And that's what this is all about. And that's why all the police officers that you saw up there who are a shame to the badge, who are a shame to the uniform. These police officers are an embarrassment to the uniform, to the badge, and to the United States of America. But they're Democrat Party operatives. They hate Donald Trump. They hate America. So they're down with the program. So that's what this is all about. Their hatred for Donald Trump, their hatred for America, and they think that this is going to be their big come up moment to finally arrest Donald Trump. That's what this is all about. But let's go to the receipts now. Let's go to the receipts now. And of course, I'll show you how, it's unintentional irony. Are the cops good or are the cops bad? Because for 364 days of the year, according to the Democrat Party and the left, the cops are bad. But yesterday, the cops were good because they had their right corrupt cops saying the things they wanted to say on national TV. So for one day, the cops were good. Or I guess the cops were maybe good on January 6th, too. Maybe. I don't know. When the cops are only good when they're working for a Democrat Party agenda. Every other day of the year, the cops are bad. Kill a cop, murder a cop, kill a pig, whatever. The Democrats are all behind it. But, oh, when they can use cops for their message, then they love cops all of a sudden. But I digress. We have all the receipts here from all of these corrupt police officers, but specifically the one that they really liked using up there, Officer Harry Dunn. So here's the big Democrat lawyer, Mark Zaid, who tried to do all kinds of cases against Donald Trump, took a bunch of L's, but he's still there. Very proud of my Capitol police officers, Dunn and Gonnell, today, as well as Fanon and Hodges. Thank you all for defending democracy as they stole the election. So they steal the election, and then they lie to the American people about it, and this corrupt lawyer says that it's all good. But here's the receipts for Officer Harry Dunn. He says, he supported the riots in Kenosha, said, why is murder an appropriate response to property damage, but property damage isn't appropriate response to murder? So he doesn't stand with the police. He's not a police officer. he's a Democrat Party operative. He celebrates the riots in Kenosha that led to multiple people being shot and killed, and including police officers being injured. And he says it's an appropriate response. What happened in Kenosha was an appropriate response. Here's Officer Harry Dunn celebrating when Donald Trump had to be rushed off the stage during a campaign event because a radical leftist charged the stage and threatened to kill him. There's Harry Dunn celebrating that right here. Here he is celebrating Donald Trump being rushed off the stage because a deranged leftist attacked him. Again, this is not a police officer. This is a Democrat Party operative. Here's Harry Dunn denying that Trump ever won the election and saying, nope, it was actually Trump lost, but Obama's my real president. Here he is saying how racist America is, saying Trump's racist, saying how he stands with Ilhan Omar. Here he is attacking Donald Trump again. Again, I mean, I have all the receipts here, ladies and gentlemen. Just understand, Harry Dunn is not a police officer. Harry Dunn is a Democrat Party activist that the Democrats have launched against.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now the enemy's out in the open. We've confirmed all over the world the United Nations is directing a program to arrest people who refuse to be inoculated with the experimental Nuremberg-violating COVID-19 so-called vaccines. Yes, they're now coming to begin arresting us and taking us to giant emergency centers that have been built all over the world. This is the New World Order out in the open.
Regardez-moi à travers cette voiture, Croix-Rouge française, centre Covid, parking Covid, accueil Covid. C'est ici que l'on prend un certain nombre de jeunes qui sont en cas de contact, qui sont positifs, et que l'on place ici, dans ce centre de cet établissement, qui est un établissement agricole, qui a été reconverti pour l'occasion, une sorte de prison dorée, avec, vous le voyez, des délimitations absolument partout, avec des jeunes qui n'ont pas le droit de sortir, qui sont complètement isolés du reste de l'établissement.
You know, they're informed about the side effects of the vaccine. A lot of people don't want it. You know, a lot of people are getting it just because they feel forced to. And people that do not want it, they're being put into detention camps.
The plan of tyrants is always simple. Have complete power and control over the population. And if you have the power to target anybody you want in the population and claim that somehow they're a criminal or somehow they're diseased, then you truly have set up a dictatorship. And that's what's happening now, a worldwide medical dictatorship. It's now being confirmed across the world under UN directives. New lockdowns have begun that are starving to people in mass by the tens of millions. The last lockdown already starved over 20 million extra people, the UN admits, with an additional 280 plus million set to starve to death once this new lockdown gets going. So in the first world, we just sit at home and watch Netflix and get in deeper debt. But that's just part of the new, huge breaking developments taking place across this planet. Under, again, United Nations directives in Australia, in Canada, in the UK, in Germany, in France, and many other areas, they are arresting people by the thousands and thousands and thousands because their smartphone had secret government and other apps on it that claims they came in contact or may have come in contact with someone with COVID-19. And so the government shows up at your house, takes you in a van to a quarantine center for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, sometimes longer, and in many cases forces medical treatments on you. This is what the UN said a year ago was the Holy Grail. Dr. Ryan, the head of the UN Rapid Reaction Force, said, we want to go in the houses where the COVID is and take these families out.
It is a more cost-effective intervention to separate some individuals from society than separate everybody in society from each other. However, where there is not a good handle, where there hasn't been a good understanding of disease transmission, where enough has not been invested in core public health interventions such as case finding and contact tracing, then social distancing measures may be your only option to create distance between individuals.
I'm also announcing the formation of Strike Force Seasoned, which will see 22 detectives work from now until whenever it concludes, identifying as many people as possible who attended today's incident and have them charged.
President will outline five areas his team is focused on to get more Americans vaccinated. One, targeted community-by-community door-to-door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is.
By partnering with local leaders, governors, mayors, doctors, school administrators, employers, faith leaders, and community organizers, leaders that people know and trust, one shot at a time, one person at a time.
You need to react quickly. You need to go after the virus.
You need to stop the chains of transmission. You need to engage with communities very deeply. Community acceptance is hugely important. You need to be coordinated. You need to be coherent. You need to look at the other sectoral impacts, the schools and security and economic.
That's one of the reasons we initiated these strike forces, to go into communities and work with them to determine what they need, to take a localized, specific approach that works with elected officials in communities.
Meantime, cities and counties are staffing strike teams to help vaccinate people who cannot get to clinics and drive-through sites on their own. King 5's Ted Land tonight followed a crew from the Seattle Fire Department. He joins us live. And, Ted, we're hearing that they're working 7 days a week on this, right?
Yeah, Mark, that's what it takes to vaccinate the most at-risk patients as quickly as possible. You have to go right to their homes.
Anyone who's involved in emergency response will know this. If you need to be right before you move, you will never win. Perfection is the enemy of the good when it comes to emergency management. Speed trumps perfection.
Even though they know it's based on the PCR test that's almost 100% false positives, they can then again turn it up to any level they want to disappear whoever they want. And then it gets worse. This is then used as their entire contact tracing system, as the basis of a worldwide surveillance system and a social credit score, in Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates' own words, to track and trace every purchase you make and everything you do, and to charge you carbon credits on a carbon allotment. So understand this. They're arresting people all over the world because the computer or the contact tracing system with GPS claims you got near somebody, while borders of the U.S. and Europe are wide open to influxes of people who aren't even being tested. Now, all of that's huge news, but here is the biggest news. We have confirmed that in France, and we have confirmed that in areas of Northern Europe, they are telling the general population that if you do not take the so-called COVID inoculation, that is an experimental vaccine that violates the Nuremberg Code, you won't just be locked in your house. You won't just have your kids taken. You won't just not be able to go to your job. This is what they're saying on CNN. They want to do it here in the United States, what Governor Newsom's saying. No. They're saying they're going to take you and indefinitely lock you up in a facility because you're a dangerous spreader, because you didn't let them take over your immune system and put this into your body when it's experimental, and they've had to put advisories on it that it causes blood clots, heart attacks, and strokes. I mean, this is it. Everything we always said. They'll release a virus. They'll create fear. They'll promote forced inoculation. So I'm here at Lake Tahoe on a workcation and doing a lot of research, meeting a lot of people. Went out fishing and swimming yesterday, rented a boat with a captain, and he began to tell me about his family in Europe, because he was born in Northern Europe and lives here most of his life, that is being told, you will go to a COVID facility if you do not take these injections. And then, of course, the injections don't work because the tests are all fake. People are still going to get cold, still going to get flu. So it's an endless problem that can never be defeated. And then I'll show you a clip out of France where, again, they're beta testing it on 20-somethings, locking them up as well just because they claim that the tracker system on their phone claims they came in contact with someone. This is the perfect pretext for roundup, for control, and for total surveillance. And it's not coming. It's here. And the second lockdowns are being announced around the world and being prepared here in the United States. We never really left the main lockdown. If they get us back into phase two, we will never leave it. It will only get more intense. That is the United Nations and the globalist own plan. So please, take this report, research it for yourself, and understand. We must declare independence against medical apartheid. We must declare independence against medical dictatorship and tyranny and the Fortune 100 corporations that control the UN and the media that are selling this giant lie. It is science to ask questions. It is science to have medical choices. It is science that it's my body, my choice. And what they're doing is a revolution of genetic engineering against humanity. So please, get this report out to everyone you know and understand. Lockdown 2 is here. It's already starving the third world to death and impoverishing us. And if we don't stand up and say no and declare our independence against this, we get what we deserve. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar. As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, three-month, six-month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Know that I'm on vacation. And believe me, I want to be on vacation. But I can't be. Because even the nice boat we rented, the nice captain driving it, has incredible reports of people being put in detention centers who are refusing the vaccine. He doesn't want to be on camera. And I actually went online and looked up the fact that the government of this country was proposing this just 2 weeks ago. Well, what they propose is what they're already doing. And remember, the UN said a year and a half ago, we want to go in people's houses and take their children and others away. They want that ultimate power of control. These are not regular vaccines. It violates the Nuremberg Code. This is so insane. And this gentleman is from Scandinavia. He's lived here in the United States most of his life. His family in Denmark right now that are calling him, telling him this information. So we're just going to shoot him from the side here, and he's going to lay out the information that he is learning and what he's finding out. So, sir, please tell us what is unfolding in your home country.
So, yeah, people that are refusing the vaccine are being put into camps. It's unbelievable. There's no sense or rhyme or reason to it. You know, I don't know what to say. It's
well, I mean, tell us.
I'm happy I'm not over there.
Tell us about your family, what they're telling you is happening.
You know, they're informed about the side effects of the vaccine. A lot of people don't want it. You know, a lot of people are getting it just because they feel forced to. And people that do not want it, they're being put into detention camps.
And when they call you up specifically, what do they say?
They're saying that they pretty much are being manipulated into getting the vaccine. You know, there's a lot of alternate motivation, you know, behind getting it. There's travel restrictions, travel bans, people that don't have it, certain areas that you can go in that you can't go in.
What are the details? They say people they know are being taken to camps?
Not currently, but that's kind of where it's going. You know, that's the pressure that they're feeling.
So are they specifically being told you'll be sent to camps?
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't want to put words in your mouth, because specifically you told me that's what they're saying is starting to happen. Specifically, what are they saying? This is important.
People that are not vaccinated will be put into camps.
So that's what they're currently telling them?
Yeah, exactly.
Is this on the news, or is it...
I don't, you know, I'm not sure. This is, it's just, right now it's just talk, it's just hearsay.
And that's how authoritarianism works. Is a year ago is when we might not let you go to stores. Now it's, oh, we are going to basically lock you up. We need mandates. I mean, this is all over the world with the UN directing it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What does your family think of this?
I mean, they're still not going to get vaccinated. You know, they're going to do everything they can to avoid all that. You know, it's to them, it's a matter of life and death. And, you know.
Well, my point is, this is an assault on people. This is experimental. It violates international and national law, and it's got all these side effects. Now they admit the PCR test is fake and all these side effects, and then it turns out India is not even 10% vaccinated because they know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. It's, there's no proof, you know. There's no proof that this is helping anyone. It's, you know, a lot of people are dying. You can't even really look up, you know, the death rate for, you know, if you try to look up online how many people have died from the vaccine, you know, you can't, it's hard to even find a straight answer.
Here's an example. Last week, it's an official graph. The mayor of Austin put a graph up saying 100% of Austin by the fall will be in intensive care. Well, I thought half of Austin took the shot. If everybody else doesn't take it. It's a way to terrorize and have total control and make us take in our bodies what they want, when they want. And it's all based on giant lies.
Yeah, people that are refusing the vaccine are being put into camps. These facilities that are, you know, trying to separate the people that think for themselves and the people that are manipulated by their government. You know, it's a crazy thing, and I feel like it's not the last of it. I feel like it's going to spread. You know, hopefully people catch on. You know, and start thinking for themselves. But honestly, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. I think media has complete control of everyone at this point, and it's a wild world.
How surreal is it to get calls from your family like that?
I mean, it's hard to believe, honestly. It's hard to believe that that's happening in Scandinavia. You know, I've been to Denmark, and it seems to be a pretty free state for the most part, but to hear that that's happening, a place where, you know, I have friends and family living, it's hard to believe.
Well, the Rockefeller Foundation, in the last 50 years, studied things and figured out the way to have an authoritarian takeover would be a virus or a medical tyranny, and a big panic. And they wrote a plan 11 years ago called Operation Lockstep that predicted all this. And now the Rockefeller Foundation is in full control of the U.S. COVID response and the U.N. Bill Gates was their front man, but they've removed him now, and they're in direct command.
Yeah, I buy that 100%.
Well, I just feel sorry for the average hardworking American that's just out here trying to have a good time and has no idea what's creeping up on them. That's why they put the lockdown on and took it off, so the next time we think, oh, the new lockdown's okay, it'll go away. But no, the next lockdown is going to be permanent, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, in Canada and many other areas, it's already permanent. I appreciate you taking time to talk to us. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's it. You know, I just would tell people to think for themselves. You know, look things up. Just don't trust media, and you know, don't put poison in your body if you don't. You're not sure what it is.
That's damn good advice. You were saying your family's really concerned about the side effects, which I think are the main effects.
Exactly. Yeah, it's. I mean, that's exactly why they're advising everybody to get it. It's not, if they cared about your health, they wouldn't motivate you with donuts and free tacos for getting vaccinated.
Absolutely. I mean, just see how beautiful everything is out here. And folks have to understand, to protect all the freedom our forebears fought for, we've got to stand up now, in my view.
Absolutely.
Thanks for talking to us, sir.
La situation est absolument tragique. Vous voyez derrière moi à travers cette voiture, Croix-Rouge française, centre Covid, parking Covid, accueil Covid. C'est ici que l'on prend un certain nombre de jeunes qui sont en cas de contact, qui sont positifs, et que l'on place ici, dans ce centre de cet établissement, qui est un établissement agricole, qui a été reconverti pour l'occasion, une sorte de prison dorée, avec, vous le voyez, des délimitations absolument partout, avec des jeunes qui n'ont pas le droit de sortir, qui sont complètement isolés du reste de l'établissement. Il y a là-bas, de l'autre côté, paraît-il, des jeunes, très jeunes, c'est une colonie de vacances qui serait dans la partie droite là-bas. Donc si c'était si dangereux, pourquoi on mettrait les jeunes juste à côté des cas Covid et des positifs? En tous les cas, les positifs ici, les cas Covid, n'ont pas le droit de sortir, n'ont pas le droit de voir leur famille. Alors sortir, c'est à prendre avec des pincettes, mais vous allez voir le reportage que l'on a fait, et on y va tout de suite. Je vous amène avec moi.
Et donc ils sont enfermés ici, là?
Le Covid?
Ouais.
Le Covid, c'est une zone de quarantaine. Ça a été réquisitionné par l'État pour faire une zone de quarantaine pour des gens qui reviennent de vacances ou quoi.
Et c'est libre accès ou
non,
pas?
Non.
Non,
même la colonie nous a fait... Il n'est pas libre accès.
Ah bon?
Ben non, c'est...
Et pourquoi?
À cause du Covid.
Accueil Covid. On voit qu'il y a accueil Covid. Voilà, il faut suivre les flèches.
Très bien.
On va rentrer.
Vous allez bien? Exactement, qu'il y a quand c'est accueil Covid?
Alors, nous
apprenons
les personnes qui sont en cas
de contact avec Covid-19. D'accord.
Covid-plus,
ça veut dire quoi?
Covid-plus, c'est qu'ils sont positifs.
Ils sont positifs?
Oui. Par exemple, s'ils sont trois Covid-plus, il ne faut pas qu'ils se mélangent ou pas.
Et donc, ici, ils dorment ici, en fait, dans des salles?
Oui, dans des chambres, puisqu'il y a un internat. Donc, ils dorment dans des chambres séparées. Et puis voilà, et après ils peuvent sortir pour faire du sport, mais avec le masque s'ils sont...
Donc ils sont jeunes pour la plupart, hein, ils ont quel âge?
Oui, on en a eu, ils étaient entre 20 et 25 ans.
Il n'y a pas de plus jeunes?
Non, pas pour l'instant.
Il n'y a pas eu plus jeunes? Parce qu'il paraît que ici il y a des jeunes qui sont aussi des beaucoup plus jeunes.
Nous, ce qu'on a eu, non.
Non? Et ils ont le droit de voir leurs parents et tout?
Non.
Ils n'ont pas le droit de voir leurs parents?
Non.
Donc ils sont isolés de leurs parents, en fait?
Oui.
Et ils sont placés ici par la préfecture?
Oui, tout à fait.
C'est la préfecture qui décide de les prendre,
oui,
et de les placer ici?
Tout à fait.
Et ils réagissent comment, en fait? Ils sont coupés de leurs parents? Ils ne voient pas leurs parents? Ils ne voient pas leur famille?
Quand c'est des jeunes majeurs, ça se passe bien, ouais. Nous, on n'a pas eu...
Et ils restent combien de temps ici en moyenne, alors?
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed, it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Une semaine?
Oui.
Et après, ils ressortent?
Ils ressortent.
Et
après, il y a des tests à faire.
Ah, il faut faire les tests et s'ils
sortent? Il faut faire les tests et s'ils sont négatifs, ils peuvent repartir.
D'accord.
Et s'ils sont encore positifs, ils restent.
Parce qu'il paraît qu'il y en a qui sont là longue durée, on m'a dit. Ils restent quand même assez longtemps. Hein.
Tout dépend. Voilà, si la personne, elle arrive, elle est cas contact, et au bout d'une semaine, elle est positive au Covid, elle en prend pour 10 jours de plus. Mais après, on ne les force pas.
Elle en prend pour 10 jours de plus, c'est-à-dire.
Oui, elle est confinée.
C'est un terme quand même
un peu
de prison.
Ça,
hein.
Non, mais ça, c'est mon terme.
Et vous, personnellement, vous réagissez comment par rapport à ça? Vous trouvez ça, c'est normal?
Il y a quand même un protocole à respecter. Après, on fait notre travail.
Mais pourquoi ils restent ici, non pas dans leur famille et tout ça?
Et ça, il faut demander à la préfecture.
Et le profil des jeunes qui sont ici, qui ont entre 20 et 25 ans, c'est quoi comme profil en fait? C'est des étudiants, c'est des gens qui sont paumés, c'est des gens de la rue, c'est quoi?
Non, pas du tout. Là, on a eu des gens qui... C'est des jeunes qui travaillaient dans un camping.
Il paraîtrait qu'ils ne pourraient pas voir leur famille. Donc ça vous confirmez quand même qu'une fois qu'ils sont ici, ils ne voient pas leur famille.
Ah non, non. Mais ils peuvent leur téléphoner.
Leur téléphoner, mais pas les voir, bien sûr.
Non, pas les voir.
Ah ouais. Et j'imagine que pour eux, ça doit être tragique comme situation, non? Ils sont doublement peinés, ces jeunes, aujourd'hui.
Oui.
Peinés au sens peine du terme.
Oui, oui, non, mais tout à fait. Après, c'est comme ça.
Et à la rentrée, ils vous ont dit que ça allait s'accélérer, bien entendu. Là, il va y en avoir beaucoup plus à la rentrée.
Là, je ne sais pas.
Vous prévoyez quand même une organisation supplémentaire. Là, ils sont en train de faire des chambres supplémentaires et tout ça. Comment ça se passe?
Là, je ne peux pas vous dire parce que je ne suis pas la responsable.
Ouais. Et la responsable, elle s'appelle comment?
Le responsable, il s'appelle...
D'accord. Et lui, il travaille à la préfecture, il est quoi?
Non, lui, il travaille à la Croix-Rouge.
Il travaille à la Croix-Rouge?
Oui.
Parce que c'est la Croix-Rouge, en fait, qui a
là,
fait ça?
Là, c'est la Croix-Rouge, oui. Voilà.
C'est un centre de la Croix-Rouge, ici?
Oui.
D'accord. Donc, c'est la Croix-Rouge qui, sous les ordres de la préfecture, orchestre un peu l'ensemble.
Voilà.
Et diligente l'ensemble. Va chercher les jeunes chez eux et les amène ici, en fait.
Voilà.
C'est ça, c'est la Croix-Rouge.
Waouh.
Dis-moi. Ouais. Quand même curieux cette affaire, hein. Je vous cache pas que moi je suis quand même estomaqué, quoi. Mais bon, allez, dites madame, je vous remercie infiniment de votre témoignage.
Moi, je suis salarié.
Oui, j'imagine.
Nouvelle salariée.
Oh là là. Et donc, ils ont du mal à recruter des gens ici ou ça a été facile?
Alors là, je ne peux pas vous dire.
Mais vous, comment ça s'est fait? Vous avez présenté votre candidature?
Moi, j'ai postulé le mardi matin et j'ai embauché le mercredi.
Ah, le mercredi, tout de suite?
Ouais.
Et ils ont recherché immédiatement. Vous saviez qu'il recherchait du monde.
Oui, oui, tout à fait.
Et là, ils vont recruter d'autres gens ou pas? Il y a des recrutements en cours?
Là, j'en sais rien.
Là, vous ne savez pas, ouais.
Non.
Ah ouais. Et il s'est ouvert depuis longtemps, ce centre, comme ça?
Depuis la semaine dernière ou la semaine d'avant?
Depuis la semaine dernière, c'est ouvert?
Oui, parce que moi, j'ai commencé la semaine dernière.
Et avant, c'était fermé, c'était un lycée agricole. C'est un lycée agricole ici.
C'est l'école qui a été réquisitionnée.
Réquisitionnée, c'est voilà. Ça, c'est le mot qu'on vient réquisitionner.
Ben oui,
pour les malades Covid.
Voilà.
Affecté à ça, sous couvert de la Croix-Rouge,
ouais.
Avec les ordres de la préfecture.
Ouais.
Très bien, mais écoutez, madame, je vous remercie infiniment de votre témoignage.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. If you would like a little more context there, we have the story is up at Infowars.com. UN setting up massive COVID internment camp system for the unvaccinated. And then, of course, the video there with the Alex Jones report is available at Infowars.com. And I've got some other news when it comes to COVID that I can kind of clear up here, but this is going to be my final segment before Paul Joseph Watson takes over, and then I will be back hosting the War Room, fulfilling my normal host duties from 3 to 6 p.m. So I'll get into more of this then. But you see, they had to, the globalists, the New World Order, had to find a way to justify putting in internment camps, readying them for political distance and political prisoners, and COVID has been the perfect excuse for that. So just like all these other massive power grabs that COVID has resulted in, that's just yet another. And, you know, people see that and they're kind of like, oh, you know, that's an eye-opening thing. But you have to understand it's all been by design. And so, hey, you know, maybe now it's for unvaccinated people and some people go along with it. And then later, hey, you didn't vote for this person. We're gonna say you have some sort of a mental health problem. And so we're going to put you in there, too. And, you know, the list is just going to go on and on and on. Any reason to throw you in. And that's why we have to stop this now. Must be stopped now. Let me just do this before we go to this last break here in the third hour and then Paul Joseph Watson takes over, because I didn't finish my coverage from the Saab story method acting January 6th hearing that went on yesterday. Here's just some of the headlines that prove that Democrats didn't care about police then, and they don't care about police now. And the only reason why they brought those Capitol police officers up there for the hearing is because they're not actually police officers. They're Democrat Party operatives and activists. And again, if you've been listening to me for a long time, you may recall when I've been in the D.C. jail multiple times, and I get arrested for my political activism in D.C. And again, I'll just tell you, when I was brought in, when I was riding in on paddy wagons, when I was waiting and getting processed, when I was sitting in cells, I really don't even want to say this because I don't want to put a target on these officers' back, but I mean, you deserve to know what's going on. I was told exactly what goes on and that there's essentially, I shouldn't say a civil war inside the D.C. police, but let's just say there are good men and women inside the D.C. police, Capitol Police, and they're well aware that a lot of their leadership are Democrat Party activists, and they're well aware that some of their fellow officers are Democrat Party activists. And I mean, they apologize to me. They're like, "Oh, and I, you know, I'm sorry we had to do this to you. We're run by the Democrat Party." I mean, flat out, I was told that. And I was, you know, I had a wink and a nod on some other things too that they didn't want to say in so many words, but I was told that the Democrat Party runs the D.C. police, specifically the ones that put down the orders. And you can tell who's who when I walk in there, and the ones that want to treat me like garbage and the ones that want to scowl at me and laugh at me and torture me versus the ones that actually care and know that I was wrongfully imprisoned and were trying to be nice to me. It was very obvious who was who. And like I said, there were a couple that were real cordial and open, and they just said, "Here's the deal, man. You're in a Democrat Party cell. That's what this is." And so yesterday they just showed you who they are. They just showed who the Democrat Party activists in the D.C. police are. But here you go. Just some of the headlines the Democrats didn't want to talk about or have hearings on. These are the police officers shot during the riots. Daily Caller story from last summer. And it gets into the dozens of the police officers that were injured and even killed during the Democrat riots of 2020. Democrats didn't bat an eye. Las Vegas police officer paralyzed after protesters shoot him in the head. More than 100 New York Police Department officers injured in the protests since June 10th. Again, these are from last summer, these headlines. Federal officers in Portland may have been permanently blinded by lasers. Cop reports to roll call one day after being shot in Louisville riots. Okay, now those were just from last summer. Now, Dana Lesh has put together an incredible piece, and she put a lot of work into this, so it's worth sharing. All 26 pages here as I go to break, and Paul Joseph Watson, Dr. Andrew Kaufman, is that who's hosting the fourth hour today? I'm sorry, guys, my earpiece went out, so I don't even know what's going on. So we have Dr. Andrew Kaufman actually hosting the fourth hour. That's great. But before we do that, Dana Lesh put this together, the left's many January 6th, a compendium, the left trying to hold January 6th as relative to the years of lawless violence and destruction is the original whataboutism. And in this 26-page report, she gets into all the leftist riots when they burned D.C., burned Portland, burned New York, burned Philadelphia, shot police officers, attacked police officers, killed police officers, paralyzed police officers, and how it was celebrated in the media at the time. But one event is treated differently than all the
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.